Why, Mamehasan, Hatsumomo said, this has simply been too much fun. I don't know why we haven't entertained together more often. Yes, it has been fun, said Mameha. I just relish the thought of what the future holds. After this, Mameha gave me a very satisfied look. She was relishing the thought of seeing Hatsumomo destroyed. That night, after bathing and removing my makeup, I was standing in the formal entrance hall answering Auntie's questions about my day, when Hatsumomo came in from the street and stood before me. Normally, she wasn't back so early, but I knew the moment I saw her face that she'd come back only for the purpose of confronting me. She wasn't even wearing her cruel smile, but had her lips pressed together in a way that looked almost unattractive. She stood before me only a moment, and then drew back her hand and slapped me across the face. The last thing I saw before her hand struck me was a glimpse of her clenched teeth like two strings of pearls. I was so stunned I can't recall what happened immediately afterward, but Auntie and Hatsumomo must have begun to argue, because the next thing I heard was Hatsumomo saying, "If this girl embarrasses me in public again, I'll be happy to slap the other side of her face." "How did I embarrass you?" I asked her. "You knew perfectly well what I meant when I wondered if you had hair, but you made me look like a fool." "I owe you a favor, little Chiyo. I'll return it soon, I promise." Hatsumomo's anger seemed to close itself up, and she walked back out of the okya where Pumpkin was waiting on the street to bow to her. I reported this to Mameha the following afternoon, but she hardly paid any attention. "What's the problem?" she said. "Hatsumomo didn't leave a mark on your face, thank heavens. You didn't expect she'd be pleased at your comment, did you?"
"I'm only concerned about what might happen the next time we run into her," I said.
"I'll tell you what will happen. We'll turn around and leave. The host may be surprised to see us walk out of a party we've just walked into, but it's better than giving Hatsumomo another chance to humiliate you. Anyway, if we run into her, it will be a blessing."
"Really, Mameha-san, I can't see how it would be a blessing.
If Hatsumomo forces us to leave a few tea houses, we'll drop in on more parties, that's all. You'll be known around Gion much faster that way." I felt reassured by Mameha's confidence. In fact, when we set out into Gion later, I expected that at the end of the night, I would take off my makeup and find my skin glowing with the satisfaction of a long evening. Our first stop was a party for a young film actor who looked no older than 18, but had not a single hair on his head, not even eyelashes or eyebrows. He went on to become very famous a few years later, but only because of the manner of his death. He killed himself with a sword after murdering a young waitress in Tokyo. In any case, I thought him very strange until I noticed that he kept glancing at me. I'd lived so much of my life in the isolation of the Okya that I must admit I relished the attention. We stayed more than an hour, and Hatsumomo never showed up. It seemed to me that my fantasies of success might indeed come to pass.